NBC News Radio, I'm Brian Shook. Former President Trump is defending his call to Georgia's Secretary of State after the 2020 election. Lisa Taylor reports.
He was seeking to overturn the presidential election result in the Peach State. Trump described it as a perfect call. Fulton County District Attorney Fannie Willis is requesting information of a special grand jury to investigate Trump's actions. The former president denied saying anything wrong in his call to Georgia's Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger. He asked Raffensperger to help him find nearly 12,000 votes to overturn the results in Georgia, a state that was won by then-candidate Joe Biden. Trump also repeated claims about widespread voting fraud. I'm Lisa Taylor.
Ukraine is publicly calling out President Biden over his comments about a possible Russian invasion. Speaking to reporters yesterday, Biden predicted Russia will invade Ukraine, adding the U.S. response could be less severe if it was a minor incursion. The president of Ukraine tweeted today, "We want to remind the great powers that there are no minor incursions and small nations." It looks like Texas's six-week abortion ban will stay in place for the foreseeable future. This comes after the Supreme Court is rejecting another bid to block the ban. The ruling was 6-3 along ideological lines. It's another setback for abortion providers who are trying to revive challenges to the law about 5 months after it went into effect. The top Democrat in Congress doesn't sound too interested in breaking up President Biden's sweeping Build Back Better bill. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi told reporters the measure may be narrowed, but must still be significant.
"I want to find as much common ground as I can in a bipartisan way when it comes to infrastructure. But I cannot limit my vision for America to what the Republicans will agree to in terms of roads and bridges, etc."
You're listening to the latest from NBC News Radio.